Margaret, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, thank you so much for taking me. My husband, within the past, not this year, but 2 years before this, has been hospitalized, or had been hospitalized, and with a PICC line and all of that for group G bacteremia. And so anyway, he started getting sick again about a month ago or so. He started taking care of himself with A, D, and C, a fair amount, like you suggest. And he wasn't doing so well. He started on an antibiotic, amoxicillin, on Tuesday, and kind of just not doing so well. But anyway, we went into your clinic yesterday, and he got that Myers cocktail. Uh-huh. And what a substantial difference that made.
Oh, hooray.
And my God, I mean, really, a big, big, big difference. And anyway, I guess my question is, I want to nip all, because he was suffering for a long time with whatever he has now, but I want to kind of nip it before anything gets started. Do you recommend, like, that
I'm sorry, but Margaret just disappeared. I think she was going to say ultraviolet blood irradiation. Yes, ultraviolet blood irradiation is capable of killing any germ it contacts in the bloodstream, whether it's a virus, a bacteria, whatever. So talk to your Tahoma physician about getting the ultraviolet blood irradiation done. It definitely gets rid of germs, and as the Harvard team published just a couple years ago, it doesn't hurt anything. And remember, there's that doctor who reported about 4,000 ultraviolet blood irradiation treatments at a hospital in Philadelphia, and not one of those people had an adverse effect from the stuff, except, there is an except, the so-called die-off reaction. When we're killing germs, they die off, our bodies don't feel too sharp, but we rebound from that. What I mean is a long-term permanent adverse effect. Okay, and the other thing, ma'am, is have your Tahoma clinic physician check your husband's zinc status. That is so important for the immune system, and us guys, we frequently need that.